So the reason I start with this saying, he is risen, he is risen indeed.
我为什么以呢他复活了，他的确复活了开始。
Is we know that's what we are celebrating today on Easter.
因为我们知道说复活节我们所庆祝的就是他复活。
But let's go a little deeper than that, and let's see why that's good news for us today.
但是我们可以进一步的去了解这到底怎么回事。
And the way we can understand this is looking at a passage that we want to see from God's Word.
So 我们可以借着一段经文来了解。
And this passage is in the book of John.
这段经文是在约翰福音。
And we're going to read 5 verses together this morning.
我们今天早上要一起读5节的经文。
And so let's read these verses aloud together.
所以我们来一起读这5节经文。
If you are used to reading in Chinese, we'll read it in Chinese first.
若你们习惯用中文读的话，我们会先用中文读。
And so please read with Wilbert, it will be on the slides.
所以我们来一起读 约翰福音21章15到19节。
And if you normally read in English, please open up your Bible apps to the ESV version and you can read with me.
若你们习惯用英文的话，就可以打开你们的圣经，一起读英文。
And you are also certainly allowed to read in both languages.
你双语的话，你也可以欢迎两种语言都读。So
let's read it.
我们来读约翰福音21章15到19节。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得，约翰的儿子西门：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的羊，小羊。” 耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。” 耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎么样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
You're reading in the ESV in English, please follow along with me. This is John 21, starting verse 15. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is God's word. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. God, I pray that as we think about these words we just read, that you would encourage our hearts this morning.
主啊，我当我们思考我们刚读的经文的时候，求主来鼓励我们的。
That we would know just how much you love us.
让我们能够明白你有是多么的爱我们。
And you love us so much that you would redeem our failures.
你爱我们到那个为我们的失败来救赎我们。
And you graciously walk through life with us.
蛮有恩典的陪伴我们走一生。
So we ask that you would speak to us now through your word.
我们求你借着你的话语向我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
In the first verse we read, Peter is having breakfast with the resurrected Jesus.
我们在所读的第一节经文，我们看到说，耶稣和门徒用早餐。
How do we know this?
我们如何知道呢？
If we started reading at the beginning of this chapter,
那我们从二十一章一开始就读的话
we see that the disciples had gone fishing.
我们看到说门徒他们去打鱼。
This happened after Jesus had died on the cross and been buried.
这是在耶稣钉死十字架被埋葬之后的事情。
And after he has appeared to them after the resurrection for the first time.
然后是在他复活向他们显现之后。
So how did this breakfast come about?
这个早餐是如何来的呢？
So before Peter became a follower of Jesus,
彼得当耶稣门的跟从者之前，
he was a fisherman.
他是个渔夫。
So that night he decides to go fishing.
所以那天晚上他决定要去打鱼。
The passage tells us he was fishing all night.
那个经文告诉我们说他整夜打鱼。
And he didn't catch anything.
什么鱼都没打到。
And in the morning they see this man on the shore.
那时候他们看到有一个人在岸上。
And it's Jesus.
然后是耶稣。
But they don't recognize him at first.
但是他们认不出他是耶稣。
And as soon as John recognizes that it's Jesus,
当约翰发现那是耶稣的时候，
John tells Peter that Jesus is there.
约翰就告诉彼得那是耶稣。
Peter jumps off the boat and swims to shore.
耶稣，彼得就跳下船，向那个岸上游泳过去。
But before they recognize that it was Jesus,
但是在他们
Jesus yells at them from the shore, cast your nets on the other side.
耶稣在岸上告诉他们要把网撒在船的另外一边。
They had caught no fish.
他们那个时候什么鱼都还没打到。
But after Jesus tells them to cast their nets on the other side,
但是当耶稣告诉他们把网撒在船的另外一边的时候，
they catch a lot of fish.
他们就捕到很多鱼。
153, according to John, the author.
根据那个约翰作者总共有153条鱼。
And so before we look at the conversation that Jesus has had with Peter,
但是在我们来仔细的看那个耶稣跟彼得的对话的之前，
Peter as a fisherman has experienced a pretty bad failure.
当一个渔夫的彼得他经历了一个很大的失败。
Even though he had given up his life as a fisherman to follow Jesus,
虽然他放弃了他当渔夫的职业来跟从耶稣。
I'm pretty sure he still knew how to fish.
我很确定他还懂得怎么样的打鱼。
But he fishes all night and he catches nothing.
但是他整夜打鱼都什么都没打到。
And then Jesus calls out from the shore.
耶稣从岸上就告诉他们。
And he tells them where to cast their nets.
告诉他们从哪儿撒网。
And they catch all these fish.
然后他们就打到那么多鱼。
Now we might think this is a small detail in the story before the conversation.
我们可能认为这是一个很小的一个细节。
But imagine for a moment that you were in Peter's shoes.
但是你可以想象你是彼得的话。
And when the time comes for you to do your job, something that you know well.
时候到了，你要好好的完成你所熟悉的工作。
You are unsuccessful.
你失败了。
So imagine for a second that you are a software engineer.
所以想象一下你是个软件工程师。
You have to write some code for something that has to do with your job.
跟你工作有关，你需要编一些程序。
You have people watching you.
有在旁边有人在看你做事。
And you're not able to do it.
但是你写不出来。
I'm pretty sure I've described one of our biggest nightmares for us.
我想我形容一个我们很惧怕发生的事情。
When we can't do something that we know we're supposed to be able to do,
当我们做不出我们本来应该做得出的事情的时候，
it bothers us.
这会困扰着我们。
And why?
为什么呢？
Because we have a really hard time experiencing failure.
因为我们不容易经历失败。
Now, I'm fourth generation Japanese American. So I'm not as close to Asian culture or Chinese culture as many of you are.
So I'm not as close to Asian culture or Chinese culture as many of you are.
So I'm
not as close to Asian culture or Chinese
culture as many of you are. So I'm not as close to Asian culture
or Chinese culture as many of you are. So I'm not as close to Asian culture or Chinese
culture as many of you are. So I'm not as close to Asian culture or Chinese culture as many of you are.
我问他，你能不能告诉我，在中国文化里面，为什么失败是那么痛苦的事情？
And he just immediately said, "It's so painful."
他就直接的反应就是说，那是很痛苦。
it's, and if you've ever heard him say this in English,
你如果有听过他用英文这回答的话，
he said, it's terrible, I tell you.
他说这是很糟糕的，我告诉你。
He always says the words, I tell you, for emphasis.
他常常说我告诉你 来强调。
But he didn't actually answer my question.
但是他并没有回答我的问题。
But he also didn't need to.
但是他也没必要回答我的问题。
Because how many of us in this room have experienced some kind of failure in our lives before?
因为我们在座的，我们是不是都有经历过失败？
If I asked for a show of hands, I'm pretty sure every single one of us would raise our hand.
那我要你们举手的话，我相信每个人都会举起手来。
And even though I'm fourth generation Asian American,
虽然我是第四代的亚裔，
I can tell you, I know it's painful as well.
我可以告诉你，经历失败是很痛苦的。
And I want to share a very non-serious story to illustrate this.
我要跟你们分享一个不是很严肃的一个例子。
When I was going to church in Los Angeles during my seminary years, I went to a Bible study for our church.
我上神学院的时候，我在洛杉矶，参加了一个那个查经班。
And one of the brothers who was hosting that Bible study, he was trying to learn the game of golf.
有一个弟兄他在主持那个查经班，他想学高尔夫球。
If you know me at all, you know that is one of my most favorite things to do is play golf.
那你认识我的话，你知道说我很喜欢打高尔夫球。
And so because he was trying to learn, he had a putter and a couple of golf balls in his living room.
因为他是想学如何打高尔夫球，他在客厅 里头有个推杆跟那一些高尔夫球。
And by this point, I had been playing for many years, he taught me when I was young.
所以那个时候我已经打了高尔夫球，打了好多年。
And so when we were done with Bible study, my friend picked up his putters and started to practice.
我们查经查完之后，我的朋友就拿起他的推杆开始在练习。
And other people thought it looked fun, so they wanted to try as well.
Yeah, 别的人看起来觉得蛮有趣的，也想试试看。
And so he had set up a plastic cup about 10 feet away, and he was trying to hit the ball into the cup.
他弄了一个杯里。离那个球那个十尺。
And different people tried just to see how well they could do.
所以各不同的人就试着把球推进那个杯子里面。
And so after a while, I said, "Here, let me try it."
过了一会儿，我就说让我来试试看吧。
And most of my friends knew that this was a hobby of mine.
我大部分的朋友都知道说我喜欢打高尔夫球。
And so let me explain something if you know nothing about golf.
若你对高尔夫球一点都
When you are using the putter,
当你在用那个推杆的时候,
your goal is to get it as close as possible to your destination.
所以你的目标是把那个球打得更接近那个洞。
If it goes even 60% of the way there, you've hit a pretty bad putt.
若你打球的球只往那个方向走,
And the idea is, you want to get it as close as possible. So if it takes you two, okay, but never three.
所以你最好的是说能够打两下就能够进球。
So I picked up the club.
所以我拿起那个推杆。
Everyone who knows I play golf is watching.
那些知道说我打高尔夫球都他们都在观察。
I told you it's the cup was about 10 feet away.
我已经告诉你那个杯子是不是十尺。
And I hit the ball.
我打击了那个球。
And it's rolling along the carpet.
它在那个地毯上滚。
It gets about 40% of the way there.
它差不多滚了差不多四成的路。
It rolled for 4 feet and then it stopped.
它滚了那个四成，然后就停了。
Remember, 2/3 or 60% is already bad.
所以要记得那三分之二或者六成是不好的。
This was less than half.
这是一半以下。
And my fellow church intern that I was studying with in seminary,
所以我一个弟兄,
he said out loud,
他大声地讲,
Wait, Dan, don't you play golf?
他说, Dan, 你不是会打高尔夫球吗?
Aren't you supposed to be good at this?
你不是应该很擅长这件事吗?
It's so painful.
这听起来很,
But this is the effect that failure has on us.
但是这是失败对我们的影响。
I immediately had to make some excuse.
我立即要说出一些借口。
And I said, you know, carpet is not like a real golf course, right? This is way slower than how it actually is. And now that I've seen how slow it is, I'll get closer than any of you if I give it another try. I won't tell you what happened next. But this is human nature when we fail at something we know we're supposed to do. We have to try and prove ourselves. It shows just how proud we can be as human beings. And I believe all of us know what it means when we say failure really is something terrible. Now, this was not a serious example that really matters that much. But when it comes to failure, in the important ways, it can affect us very deeply.
And
this is especially living here in Silicon Valley. For those of you students in this room, the pressure to do well in school, it's very tough. You can't even bear the idea of being an average student. Let alone fail a class or a test. That's the challenge of going to school in a very competitive area. Or if we're at work, we can't bear the idea of not doing well or completing a project that we are asked to complete.
或者在上班的时候，你忍受不了，你没办法好好的完成你的工作。
It could affect our job status. It could affect how we might be able to provide for our families. There are real life consequences to failure in this earthly world. But maybe even deeper than that, we can feel like a failure when it comes to our relationships.
更深一层的话，我们可以在我们的关系上也觉得说我们是失败的。
As a parent.
当一个家长,
as a spouse,
当一个配偶,
as a sibling,
当一个兄弟姐妹,
or even
我甚至于说当一个朋友,
if we feel like we've failed when it comes to our relationships, that is very painful.
若我们认为说我们在我们的关系上失败了, 那是非常痛苦的事。
And so when it comes to Peter's failure, yes, he didn't catch any fish.
若我们谈到那个彼得的失败, 他没有达到鱼。
But that isn't the failure that Jesus is addressing. There's something much deeper that Jesus is bringing up. But the way that Jesus addresses Peter and addresses his failure shows us just how gracious he is.
耶稣如何的对待那个彼得，让我们看到说他有多么有恩典。
So as we consider this conversation, pay attention to how and what Jesus is saying.
当我们来看他们对话的时候，请注意耶稣所说的话，所做的事。
In the first verse we read, Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
我们所读的经文的第一节，我们耶稣问。 彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Why does Jesus say more than these?
耶稣为什么说比这些更深呢？
Who are the these?
这些是谁呢？
And this is where we can start to see that Jesus is referring to failure that Peter has already experienced.
这里我们看到说耶稣是指彼得的另外一个有大的失败的地方。
If you know the story, before Jesus died on the cross, Peter denies Jesus three times.
如果你知道那个故事的时候， 那个耶稣钉十字架之前，彼得有三次不认耶稣。
It was a denial that Jesus actually predicted would happen.
他不认耶稣是耶稣所预料的。
Even after Peter vowed to follow Jesus wherever he went.
虽然彼得他发誓要跟随着耶稣，不管他去哪里。
Even if others didn't follow Jesus.
虽然别的人都不跟随耶稣。
So when Jesus says, "Do you love me more than these?"
当耶稣问他说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
What he's asking, connected to the previous events.
他问的是跟之前发生的事情有关。
He's saying, do you love me more than these other disciples?
他说你是爱我比爱这些其他的门徒深吗？
It's not that it's important that, that Peter loves him more than anyone else.
并不是说那个彼得爱耶稣更胜于其他的人更重要。
But Jesus is reminding him of the vow he made previously.
但是耶稣在提醒他他之前所 做的那个 宣告。
But when it came time for Jesus to go to the cross,
耶稣要上十字架的之前，
and people asked Peter, isn't that the man you were walking with for all this time?
人家在问彼得，耶稣不是你跟他一起行走的人吗？
We know that Peter denied to know him.
我们知道说彼得不认耶稣，
and he did it three times.
然后他三次不认耶稣。
And Jesus had predicted, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
耶稣也说了那个在鸡叫之前 你会三次不认我。
And so Peter, after he does it the third time,
所以彼得当他第三次不认耶稣的时候，
he hears the rooster crow,
他听到了鸡叫，
and John tells us he wept bitterly.
耶稣告诉我们他痛哭。
Because failure is so painful.
因为失败是很痛苦的。
Peter was well aware of what he had said, what he had promised.
彼得知道说他所说过的话，然后他所做的事。
But when it came time to do it,
但是当他要去行的时候，
he didn't.
他行不出来。
Even though he said, I will follow you wherever you go.
虽然他告诉耶稣，不管你往哪里去，我会跟随着你。
And so when Jesus asks him three times, the significance would not be lost on Peter.
所以当耶稣问彼得三次，那个三次的重要性，彼得是明白的。
Because sometimes if something is said to us even more than once,
因为有时候同样的事情，人家告诉我们
very painful for us.
多次的告诉我们，对我们来讲是很痛苦的一件事。
As a parent, have you ever tried to tell your child to do their homework twice?
你当一个家长，有没有告诉你的孩子要做功课，告诉他们两次？
It doesn't mean they started to do it after the first time.
并不是表示说他们第一次听到了就开始做。
But I'm guessing even on time number two, you get some kind of angry response.
我猜呢，第二次告诉他们的时候，他们也会很不耐烦的会答复。
And when I think about Peter's denial,
当我想起那个彼得不
认主， I remember back to when I was in high school.
我记得我在高中的时候。
And during this time, I was playing on a hockey team that practiced or had tournaments every Sunday morning.
所以那个时候我参加了一个只在礼拜天早上练习或比赛的那个曲棍球队。
And it was a two-year period of my life where I wasn't going to church at all.
所以那是我生命当中的有两年的一段时间我没有去教会。
And I had a teammate ask me, he said, Dan, isn't it weird that you play hockey on Sundays?
我有一个队友问我说，是不是觉得很奇怪你礼拜天打曲棍球？
Aren't you a Christian? Don't you go to church?
你不是基督徒吗？你不去教会吗？
But because I was scared of what he might say, I just shrugged it off and said no.
但是因为我惧怕他的反应，我就说。
And he even really tried to give me a chance to say yes.
他其实给我机会说是的。
He said, it's okay if you do. I really respect people who believe in something, especially when it comes to faith.
他说你去教会其实是可以的。
But still fearing what they would say about me or think about me, I denied it again.
但是我怕他们对我的批判，所以我就不认。
And so there wasn't a rooster that crowed.
虽然没有那个鸡叫。
I didn't realize what I had said or done in that moment.
我也没有发现说我所说的严重性。
But the next time I came to youth group on a Friday night,
但是当我重新回到那个青少年团契的时候，
I realized that I didn't need a third denial to feel bad about what I had done.
所以我发现我不需要第三次的不认。
And in that moment, I knew at least a little bit of what Peter must have experienced.
所以那个时候我可以经历一些彼得所经历的。
But the amazing thing about Jesus is why he brings this up to Peter.
耶稣奇妙的地方是在他为什么要向彼得提起这件事情。
In verse 15, Peter responds, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
在第十五节，彼得回答说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
And Jesus says, feed my sheep.
耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
Verse 16, Jesus asks again, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
在十六节，耶稣又问他，西门，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
And Peter responds, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
他回答，彼得回答说，是的，你知道我爱你。
And Jesus says, again, tend my sheep.
耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
I mentioned that pointing something out to someone, even two times, sometimes can make people upset.
如果你多次的指出一些事情，对人指出一些事情，
And I remember,
是对那个人是很不好的。
When I was younger playing hockey, my dad used to watch my games on the sideline.
我记得我小时候在打曲棍球的时候，我父亲会在旁边观看。
And in the game of hockey, there's a penalty called offsides.
在曲棍球有一个违规叫做越位。
And I got called for it once.
所以我违规了一次。
And just like most kids who know their parents are watching, I looked over at my dad after they called it.
就是像其他的人一样，我被叫违规的之后，我就看了一下我的父亲。
And he didn't say anything, but I could tell he wasn't happy.
他虽然什么话都没讲，但是我可以感觉到他不开心。
And then a few minutes later, when it happened again,
之后又发生了。
I could hear him yell out.
我可以听到他在喊。
Daniel, that's twice.
Daniel, 那是第二次犯规。
Use my full name.
他用我的全名。
Learn from your mistakes.
要从失败中学习。
And those words really stung. It was so painful.
他所说的话真的是很刺到我。
And I felt a great sense of shame in those two failures for the whole rest of the game.
所以在我就觉得说很大的羞辱。
Because sometimes when something is pointed out to us more than once, that failure can be very painful.
所以因为被人指出我们的错误，在一次以上的被指出是很痛苦的。
But Jesus doesn't stop there. He asks Peter a third time.
但是耶稣并没有停止，他第三次的问彼得。
Simon, son of John, do you love me?
西门彼得，约翰的儿子，你是不是爱我？
And the text says Peter was grieved because Jesus had asked him again.
那经文告诉我们，那个彼得忧愁，因为耶稣第三次问他。
And at this point, Peter would know why Jesus is asking him three times.
这个时候，彼得应该了解说耶稣为什么要问他第三次。
Because that's how many times Peter had denied him.
因为那是他不认耶稣的次数。
The significance of Jesus bringing it up would not be lost on Peter.
耶稣第三次提起来的重要性，彼得是明白的。
Peter used to.
因为我们所习惯的。
Is that when someone points out our failures?
是有人指出我们的失败的时候。
We are used to being scolded.
我们是被说。
We are used to being condemned.
被指责。
We are used to being told we have to do better the next time.
我们习惯的。被告诉说你下次 做得好一点。
So I share the story about my dad yelling this out when I was a kid playing hockey.
所以我跟你们分享说我小时候打曲棍球的时候，我父亲在旁边
喊
的事情。
But fast forward to when I was 30 years old.
所以我们往前是来看我30岁的时候。
And my dad and I were playing in a golf tournament together on the same team.
我跟我父亲在一个高尔夫球比赛。
And even as a 30-year-old, it would not stop my dad from telling me what I had done wrong when I hit a shot.
所以虽然我已经30岁了，但并不禁止我父亲批评我。
And even as a 30-year-old, I still didn't like that he was pointing it out to me.
我30岁的时候，我还是不喜欢听他指责我。
Even though technically he was right.
虽然他说的是对的。
What we see here from Jesus is Jesus does not respond the way that we as humans do.
So we see that his response is different from our humans.
When we think about failure,
当我们想到失败的时候,
we are very often ashamed of our own failures.
我们很多时候都对自己的失败觉得很羞辱,
or we have a way of emphasizing the failures of others so we can look better than they might.
或者是我们来强调别人的失败。
But this is where Jesus responds differently than we might expect.
所以这是耶稣他反应的不一样。
After the first response Peter gives, Jesus says, "Feed my lambs."
他第第一个彼得第一个反应之后，那个耶稣说：“喂养我的羊。”
And after the second response, he says, "Tend my sheep."
啊，第二次耶稣跟他讲说：“你牧养我的羊。”
And finally, the third time, he says, "Feed my sheep."
第三次他就告诉彼得说：“你喂养。”
Notice that there's a bit of a progression in what Jesus is saying.
所以你注意的话，就是有一点渐进式的。
If Jesus has lambs and sheep that he means to care for,
耶稣若有小羊跟羊要照顾，
then the lambs can be identified as the young ones.
那小羊可以说是那些幼小的。
And then Jesus says, "Tend my sheep."
耶稣说牧养我的羊。
So not just the feeding of the small ones, but the sheep, the adult sheep as well.
所以不仅是那个幼小的羊，那成年的羊也要照顾。
And then the third time he says, "Feed my sheep."
啊，第三次他说喂养我的羊。
Which means giving the sheep, the full-grown ones.
所以意味着对那些成长的那羊。
What they need to survive.
他们所需要存活的东西。
So by asking Peter, "Do you love me?" three times.
所以他问耶稣，耶稣问彼得三次，你爱我吗？
Jesus is not trying to hide the fact that he knows Peter denied him.
耶稣并没有隐藏彼得三次不认他的事实。
What he is saying is, "I know you denied me."
耶稣告诉彼得说，我知道说你有三次不认我。
I know you did it three times.
我知道说你三次不认我。
I see your failure.
我看到你的失败。
But I still trust you to care for my sheep.
但是我还是愿意托付我的羊群给你。
Sheep who are so important to me.
因为这些羊群对我很重要。
And in a moment where it must have been so painful for Peter to be reminded of his failures.
对彼得来讲，被提醒他的失败，应该是很痛苦的一件事情。
Jesus shows him how much he loves him and still trusts him.
耶稣让彼得看到说他有多爱他，还有信任他。
A lot of times when it comes to our failures.
很多时候当我们面对我们的失败
The thing that we want most is to be as far away from them as possible.
我们就只想说远离那些失败
We don't want to face them.
我们不想面对
We don't want to deal with them.
我们不想去碰
Jesus is actually doing the opposite by asking the question three times.
耶稣其实用相反的方式他问彼得三次
And if the vision of our church is that people would be healed and set free in Jesus Christ,
那我们教会的意向说，人会因为耶稣基督而得到自由的释放。
True healing is not taking our failures and just going and running completely the other direction from them.
真正的医治并不是拿着我们的看着我们的失败而往。
But it's being able to acknowledge the ways that we've failed,
而是能够承认说我们失败的原因
and know that we don't have to run from them.
也明白说我们不需要逃避我们的失败
So have you felt the sting of failure in your life?
你生命当中是不是有感受到失败的痛苦
And not only when it comes to work or school or even our relationships.
不仅在工作、学校或者是我们的关系上
，Have you felt some failure in following Jesus？
你在跟随耶稣上面是不是有经历了一些
？And that's where this conversation gives us so much good news。
所以这耶稣跟彼得对话给我们很大的那个好消息。
Because what we see here is our failures do not stop Jesus from asking us to continue to follow him。
因为我们看到说我们的失败并不禁止耶稣继续的要我们跟随他。
And that's the good news of the gospel.
这是福音的好消息。
That even though our failures are so painful for us,
虽然我们的失败对我们来讲是很痛苦的
they do not define us.
但这些失败并不是来给我们的一个定义。
There's nothing that we need to be ashamed of or fear.
我们没有什么需要羞辱或者
Because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross.
因为耶稣基督在十字架所为我们成就的。
Because he's forgiven us.
因为他已经赦免了我们。
In the same way that he forgave Peter for denying him three times.
如同他赦免了彼得。
But what about these last two verses of this section?
但是我们这里还有最后的两节。
In verse 18, Jesus explains to Peter that when he was young, he used to dress himself and walk wherever he wanted. But as he was old, he would stretch out his hands and be carried to where he would not want to go.
当神的年老的时候, 要伸出手来,
what does this mean?
被人带到不愿意去的地方,
and so just as Jesus stretched out his arms when 就是, his hands were nailed to the cross,
就是像耶稣伸出他的手, 当他被钉在十字架的时候,
what Jesus is saying is that Peter is going to die the same death that Jesus did.
这耶稣是告诉彼得他会像耶稣那样子的死。
That's what verse 19 also clarifies.
这是19节也这样子澄清。
And as far as our reliable historical sources tell us,
根据历史的资源来讲,
sometime in the mid-60s AD,
在那个60年代中的时候,
Peter also died on the cross.
彼得也在十字架上被钉死。
Now, this conversation happened right after Jesus resurrected.
他们这个对话是耶稣复活之后,
but the book of John was actually written after Peter would have died.
但是那个约翰福音是在彼得死了之后才写的。
And so what this is showing to John's original reading audience,
这告诉约翰原本的读者,
is that the words Jesus says in verses 18 and 19 actually have already come true.
就是说那个耶稣在18、19节所讲的已经实现了。
Peter did in fact have his arms stretched out on a cross and not by his choosing.
彼得实际上是被钉死在十字架上,而且不是他选择的死亡方式。
So rewind to the part right before Peter denies Jesus.
所以我们来重新回到那个 彼得不认耶稣之前,
he said he would follow Jesus wherever he would go.
他说不管耶稣到哪里去, 他会跟从耶稣。
He was actually right.
他说的是实的, 实话。
But just a little bit of failure right before that.
但之前有一点点的失败。
But he actually did follow Jesus where Jesus went.
实际上他是有跟从耶稣。
And Jesus concludes this conversation by saying to Peter, follow me.
耶稣用这个来跟彼得的对话结束,说你跟从我吧。
And so historically, it is clear that Peter did follow Jesus to his death.
所以从历史的角度来讲,
but even more than his,
彼得真的是有跟从耶稣。
But even more than his death, if you read the book of Acts, you see that Peter also followed Jesus in his life as well.
不仅在死亡, 上面, 他的生命也, 我们在使徒行传看到说,
yes, he had failed in the past.
是的,
but Jesus assures him that he still trusts Peter to feed his sheep. And as the early church begins,
当早期的教会开始的时候,
Peter preaches a sermon and thousands of people become believers and get baptized on that day.
彼得讲到当天有成千的人信主。
In the pain of our failures, do we doubt that God wants anything to do with us?
当我们失败的时候,我们是不是会怀疑神,是不是还要跟我们有关系?
Peter failed Jesus when he denied him, just as we failed Jesus as well.
彼得当他不认耶稣的时候是经历了失败。
But if you think about the power of Jesus' conversation with Peter,
但是当我们想到耶稣跟彼得对话的时候,
I believe that that's what God is saying to us this Easter Sunday as well.
我深信这是神这个复活节要跟我们讲的信息。
And it is important that we see that Peter did have to suffer.
我们很重要的是我们要看到说彼得要受苦。
Even to death on a cross.
受苦到那个要被钉死在十字架。
And we will experience suffering here on this earth.
我们在地上也会经历痛苦。
God doesn't promise that our lives will be easy following him.
神并没有应许我们的生命会很轻松。
But when you read about Peter's life and the things that he gets to do in the book of Acts,
但是你若读有关彼得的生平,
you can't come to any other conclusion other than to say it is worth it.
你不会有其他的结论, 而你的结论是说它是值得的。
So I shared with you that even in my 30s, my dad would still criticize my golf swing.
我跟你们分享说我30岁，我的父亲还会批评我挥杆的那个姿势。
But on that same day, I was playing in this tournament with him.
所以我在那个比跟他一起打高尔夫球比赛的时候
，I also got to hear something very different from him.
我听到一段他从来
不说的话。Towards the end of our round,
我们那一轮结束之前
，I hit a perfect shot.
我打了完美的一球。
And he said something to me that I still remember to this day, even though it was 6-7 years ago.
虽然已经六七年的时间过了。但是他说了一句让我还印象深刻。
And he said your swing was perfect that time.
他说你挥杆姿势是十全十美的。
Now I'm not saying my dad never had said anything like this before.
我并不是说我的父亲从来没有说对我说过好话鼓励的话。
But it certainly felt like it.
但是感觉是这样子。
Because the pointing out of my failures was far more common from him.
因为他平常指出我的错是。
But when he said that, I could see just how much God had also been doing in his life.
所以当他夸奖我的时候，我可以看到说神在他生命当中所做的改变。
And so I share this with you because it helps to see that even though we experience failures in the past or the failures of others,
我跟你分享因为让我们看到说我们自己经历失败或看到别人失败的经历。
It does not change that God will continue to trust us and grow us and change us.
我们失败并不意味着神不再信任我们。
The beauty of Easter and knowing our resurrected Lord.
复活节的美丽加上认识我们复活的主。
Is that even though we have failed him, he is not done with us.
虽然我们在他面前失败了，但是他并没有放弃我们。
Yes, Peter denied Jesus 3 times.
是的，彼得不认耶稣三次。
But when Jesus says to him, "Feed my sheep,"
但耶稣告诉他喂养我的羊。
Jesus is saying, "Your failures do not define you."
耶稣是等于是告诉彼得说，你的失败并不给你生命做一个定义。
And he is saying, "You will succeed in following me in the future."
他说你将来。会成功的跟从我。
And history tells us that came true.
历史告诉我们这是真实的。
And so if you, like our brothers and sisters who got baptized today, if you have chosen to follow Jesus,
所以像我们今天受洗的弟兄姐妹们，你若决定跟随耶稣的时候，
it doesn't mean that you will not fail him from time to time.
并不表示说你在他面前从来就不会失败的。
But it does mean you will succeed in following him.
但是也表示说你会成功的跟从他。
If you have put your faith in Jesus Christ,
若你把你的信托付给耶稣，
you have 2 very big things in common with the Apostle Peter.
你就有两件与使徒彼得一样的事情。
First, yes, you may have failed Jesus in whatever way you know to be true in your own life.
所以第一件事情，你可能有在耶稣面前失败的地方。
But second, God wants you to know.That he trusts you in the same way that he trusts Peter.
但是第二件事情说，神要你知道说他相信你，如同他相信彼得的样子。
And I look forward to how we can just sit back and see how we will prove this to be true.
我真的是很盼望说，我们如何证明这件事情。
That God still trusts us.
那神还是信任我们的。
He will continue to work for good in our lives.
他会继续的在我们的生命的。当中做好的事情。
And so this is the hope that we have direction and new life.
这是我们复活所带来的那个盼望跟新生命。
We can only do this if we know our resurrected Lord.
我们有这能力是因为我们知道认识我们的复活的主。
But that's what it means when we celebrate that he is risen.
所以这是我们庆祝他复活了。
So one last time, he is risen.
他复活了，他的确复活了。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for your great and amazing love.
我们天上的父，我们谢谢你伟大跟奇妙的爱。
We thank you for the sacrifice that you paid for us on the cross.
我们谢谢你在十字架上头所为我们牺牲的。
And God, we acknowledge that you have power even over death.
我们知道说你对死亡有权柄。
And so God, though our world tells us how we are supposed to react to failure,
虽然世界告诉我们如何对那个失败反应,
God, I pray that we would understand our failures very differently.
我求神帮助我们能够对失败有不同的回应,
that we would know how much we are redeemed.
我们可以明白说你对我们的救赎有多好,
how much we are trusted.
你对我们的信任有多深,
and how much you will continue to work in our lives.
那你在我们的生命当中会继续的做,
so God, as we end this time by singing one more song to you,
所以当我们结束我们的崇拜再唱一首诗歌的时候,
I pray that we would worship you for the new life that you have given us.
我求你帮助我们为了你给我们的新生命而来一起来敬拜你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.